Welcome everybody to Red's Ramblings. I have with me today Deanna from over in Denmark. Deanna, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be on here. Yeah, and I am all the way in Denmark. It's about, I don't know, it's 6 hours ahead of New York. So I have no idea how far that is ahead of you. But
New York's right. You know, I'm in the south, but New York's above us. Yes.
Fair enough. It's always difficult to figure out where in the States the time kind of. So, but yeah, a little bit about me. I have my own business. I work from home. I recently started doing that. I am also recently married, like 2 months ago.
Me too. April. We got it in April. Yeah.
The 27th of
Congratulations.
June. Thank you. I got you.
Yes.
And then I hope you're not going to say the same for this, because unfortunately my husband has MS, multiple sclerosis. So that's the like everyday life we have. And that's one of the reasons I want to be home as well, to actually be here with him.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
I'm an author and I'm a speaker, and I don't know what you want to know. So,
a little bit of everything. How I started this, me and my wife were actually talking about this yesterday. How I started these cultural videos. I started them, my first one was with a lady down in Ecuador over in South America. And at first, it was just like, I had a list of stuff I wanted to ask, right? Stuff about that country that intrigued me and I wanted to know. So if you were to go back and listen to some of the, I would say first five or six, it was kind of boring. Even in my opinion, it was like point by point by point, you know, hey, have you ever heard of this? Hey, have you heard of that? You know, it was like, I repeated myself a lot, right? Because I'm not big into public speaking or anything. And this is kind of sort of like that. I'm like you. Like you said, you're a writer. Back in the day when I was in school, I wrote a whole lot. I used to love writing. But when it comes to speaking, I kind of fumble here and there, right? But if you go look at the first five or six, they're kind of all over the place. And then as I've done more and more, it's become like just a straight conversation with that person. So we'll hit on, you know, that country, traditions, all that kind of stuff. But if a story wants to go somewhere, I'm not going to stop it. You know what I'm saying? Cool. If we get off on a tangent that just talks about something else, I'm 100% cool with it. And so I'm assuming if you're an author, you can talk for days and days. On that though, being an author, what kind of stuff do you write?
That's the thing, right? Because I have always hated writing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really not, and I've never gotten any praise for my writing skills. Mm-hmm. And I even at some point I had a podcast at some point. Well, I do again now, but at that point I had a podcast and I sent out this newsletter with the podcast, and at some point I got an email back and she wrote like, you should really keep to podcasting because you can't spell and you can't write correctly. And it just like, what? And I didn't send out another newsletter after that because she just hit something that I already knew I wasn't really good at. Yeah. And then she just poked at that, right?
Yeah.
So naturally, I figured, well, then I'm going to write a book.
I mean, so, I get it, yeah, because the only way to get better is to keep trying.
Yeah, but that actually wasn't the case. The reason I did write a book, and fortunately, I have it right here.
All right.
Because as an author, you of course always do. It's in Danish and it's called I'm Also Important. Okay. And the background for it is that, like I told you, my husband has MS. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, I lost my dad to cancer. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that when you're a relative to someone who is seriously long-term ill, you tend to become a bystander in your own life.
Yes.
And it's not healthy. Like, it's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the person who is ill. So I wrote this book on, for one, sharing my own experience with losing my dad and realizing that I was kind of, there's this really good term in Danish, and I haven't figured out the correct translation for it. But being like a next of kin or one living with someone who has that kind of an illness. And then half the book is like good advice and tips and ideas on how to take care of yourself. And yes. I interviewed like 6 psychologists. And then I also interviewed 15 other people who are relative to people with different kinds of illnesses and got their perspectives on things. So that's the other half of the book. That's kind of their stories. So it's kind of like I wrote the book that I couldn't find when I needed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of why it became so important for me that there was a book that I set aside my own. I'm not really a writer to actually do it. And then, of course, I had proofreading on it.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think it's like movies or TV shows where there's been multiple cases where you hear about that. You hear of somebody taking care of somebody, and yeah, it pushes essentially their life aside because they're focused on taking care of this person. And I mean, you can't, you can't say no to that person, especially if it is a family member. So someone you care about, in your case, your husband, someone you love deeply, right? You can never just let that go. You have to be there. Understandable. It takes a strong person to do that 100%. So
for sure,
more power to you on that one.
But to be honest, it's doing both me and my husband a disservice to always put him first, both because it will put his illness ahead of him as a person, and he wouldn't want me to put my life aside either. And also, like, you hear in airplanes, like, remember, even if you're riding with small children, put your oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yes, yes.
Because if you're fainted, you can't help anyone.
You can't help,
It's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you're so used up with your mental and typically also physical resources, you're not any good for anyone.
Yeah.
So you need to take care of yourself. So, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, and I'm sure there are plenty of people that could use that. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you tried to find a book to find that, and you couldn't, so you wrote one yourself. So I'm sure there are other people kind of in the same predicament right now that are trying to find help for that similar situation.
For sure.
And so, yeah, like if you can ever get that translated into other languages.
It's funny you say that because everybody says that when I speak to them. And it's just like, yeah, I really want to do that. Just need the time. But I do want to have it translated into English at some point. Yes.
Definitely. I agree. Speaking of the Danish language, right?
Yes.
So I was looking into it and I figured this is something you should be able to speak of because you know Danish. I was looking into a few things that kind of are, I don't know who wrote it, so I don't know if it was a somebody from Denmark or just an outsider, foreigner, who happened to know the language. So let me know if this is correct. That the Danish language is kind of, is evolved a lot throughout the times. Because one of the articles I read was talking about how it's kind of become like garbled sounds to where even Danish people don't even understand each other at this point. Is there any truth to that? A little bit?
Yeah, it depends. It depends. Mm-hmm. We're a really small country. We have we're 5.7 or something million people in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that at this point, most people talk more or less, we can all understand each other. Mm-hmm. But I had an ex-boyfriend, like for when I was in high school, I had a boyfriend where his grandmother, I had no freaking idea what she was saying because she was speaking with, it was kind of a different language, but it kind of becomes an aerial dialect so for that area that I didn't get it.
Yeah, I found that out a lot in speaking with a lot of European countries so far, is even though you have one broad language like Danish or you know, even just English over there in the UK and whatnot, depending on where you're at, could be totally sound different. You're kind of like, what did they just say? I know that language. That's my language, but I don't know what he just said. You know, I found that a lot.
I don't think it's that bad in Denmark, but
yeah, I think like we kind of have something similar over here in the States with accents, you know, cause I'm from the South. So I have a Southern accent, some say, and then you go up North, you know, you have a Northern accent or a Boston accent, and over in California, you have a California accent. I just hit my printer. But yeah,
I'm coming.
Yes. I've come across that a lot in speaking with other European countries. But one of the other things I wanted to get into is your number system apparently is way different than the, like, I guess this normal number system, or I'm not gonna say American number system because I'm England and all the music, but yours is like based off of 20s. Is that correct?
Yeah, when we're talking, yes. So we have, so we'll say, we of course have 0 to 9, right?
Yeah.
And then 10 and 20, and then 30. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how I'm saying it because I'm just saying it in my head. So, right. So if we have 35, we would say 5:30.
Yeah, like I got it pulled up and I want to, guys, a little screen sharing thing. I want to see if it's correct. I got a few stuff, like I said, I pulled up to try and talk about. Let's see. I know they're here. So all that's pretty unique or the same. But then once you get past 20, it becomes something different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because we kind of, we turn it around. And then especially when you get up to 50s and 60s, then, it's not logical.
you say 50.
Yeah.
So this 2.5 times 20, is that, have y'all, I guess, adopted the more regular common way?
Yeah, but like it's, you would say, so what you're, if you want to translate like 50, you would say is actually you're saying half 60. If you directly translate how you say 50, you say half 60.
Okay.
Which is then 2.5 times 20. But the 2.5 times 20, we would never say that. We'd just say,
okay,
Heltres, which is
half 60. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that is definitely unique. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, man. How do you pronounce 97? What is that?
Su or Helfims.
Su a helfims.
Yeah. So it would say 7.5 fives.
Whoa.
But it doesn't make sense because then it says 7.4.5 times 20, right? When they try and,
So this is probably not written by somebody from Denmark, I guess.
Yeah, I think it, I'm not quite sure actually, but the spelling of it is correct. So those ones out there are correct.
Okay,
but the whole other thing on the right, it probably makes sense, but we don't think about it that way.
Okay, so I'm seeing on, like when you get past 20, the FIMS, is that for like 90? Or what is FIMS? Okay, so that's FIMS. 90.
It's called Helfims. That's 90.
Okay. And what is this?
Fierce.
80. Fierce?
That's 80.
And what's this for 70?
Helfias. Then it says Fias. So it's actually, you need the four letters before is
the H part? Okay.
Yeah. So that's 70. It's called Helfias.
Okay. All right. That is... I found this out just like 5 minutes before we got on, and I was like, she's got to know about the numbers in the language, definitely. So I knew we would at least get to that part.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I like that.
It's funny because I don't think about it usually. I know that we do it differently, but I never quite thought about
it. Yeah, exactly. It's your life, so you don't.
Exactly.
Exactly. 100%. I agree there. So you were talking about before we got on the high taxes, and I looked into some of that. You guys have high tax. Everyone knows, was it like Denmark still ranked some of the happiest people in the entire world? But like a lot of Americans here would see what goes into the happiness, which is high taxes, high this, high that, and it'd be like, ugh, like it would turn a lot of Americans off. Like we're seeing that right now with the election coming up. And I don't want to turn this talk political. No, I really don't want to do
Thank
that one.
you.
No problem. But I do want to ask, because I mean, even you brought it up with the high taxes, and you get, your health care is free and yada yada. And I'm all for it if it ever becomes a possibility over here. I'm cool with it. I'm definitely not against it. What would you say are some other reasons for why Denmark is consistently named one of the happiest countries?
Well, there are like the high tax, and it's not the high tax, but it is kind of the high tax because, like you said, free healthcare
Yeah,
or
you I mean
free
you got to
going.
pay for that stuff somehow.
Exactly. One of the things that always surprises people is that we don't pay to go to school. We don't even pay to go to university. That's free. And on top of that, when we turn 18, we also get something called SU. Or SU, which is a monthly scholarship thing, and there's not anything. You just get that, and that's about $1,000 a month. So you get that until you finish. Well, with a number, if we can get it for like I think 9 years or something, but you just get that, and then you of course have to buy your books. But compared to the American system, that's quite different.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I guess also you've probably heard about hygge. That's become a thing. That's Danish, or at least it's Nordic. I think it's Danish.
What is that? I think I know what you talked about. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Hygge is this. It's hygge.
Hygge.
Yeah, and it's kind of this thing about coming together and like being kind of cozy with your friends, and like just is one of those things that's really hard to translate. And no, it's not fun. It's not, it is fun. It can be fun, but like you have a picture, like the picture in out with the socks and stuff is much more. Oh yeah, let's see what they go.
Let's say a calm, comfortable time with people you love. A complete absence of frustrations or anything emotionally overwhelming, often enjoyed with good food, drinks, warm blankets, and candlelight.
That's you can in something in that aspect. Yeah, that's you can. I think that has a lot to do with it. Like we're Nordic country. We're in. Oh, that book right there, the blue one, is apparently very popular.
The Little Book of Hygge, The Danish Way to Live Well.
I haven't read it, so I can't say. But the thing is that in the Nordic countries where it gets in the winter time, it gets really dark really early. So we're like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. When we get up in the morning in winter, it's dark. And when we get home from work in the winter, it's dark.
It's dark,
So yeah, so it's more about this like we coming together kind of thing. And then in the summer, it's like then we have these long nights where people are out drinking wine and having fun and eating out in the streets. Well, not quite in the streets, but in restaurants outside and stuff like that, right? So it's all about like being cozy and being together and enjoying yourself, I think.
I mean, that makes sense, because I know here on our side of the planet, fall's coming up for us. And when it gets fall here in the South, you definitely have a lot of like bonfires with friends out, around the fire pit. I got a fireplace, so me and my family, my wife, my son, we'll sit out by the fire, s'mores, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, like it's
And
something
that's
about,
good.
yeah. I mean, it is, especially down here, because we are in the South here. So when it's summer, it is hot. Like me and the wife, we went kayaking this morning, and we went out early before the sun came up. And by the time it was coming up and we were coming back into the back to land, we were sweating. You know, it was like probably at the time like 90 something degrees here.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is because we don't do Fahrenheit, we do Celsius.
Yeah, yeah, let me see what that is real quick. 90.
And I know it's something with plus 16 for 10, so or something like that.
Let's see, 90 Fahrenheit is 32.2 Celsius.
Okay, that's pretty warm.
Yeah, and see, that's like during the summer, that's regular for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The summer here in Denmark this year has been like 14 days of sun, and then it's just been kind of shitty weather. Sorry.
No. Oh, no. You can say what you want.
Okay.
That is one thing I was looking at is you guys have a lot of rain. I think it said like a good chunk of the year you guys get rained on a lot.
I think that I read somewhere that this summer has been the worst summer in like 74 years or something like that. So little sun it was just really bad. So we just went from, we had these like 14 days, maybe a really nice weather. Mm-hmm. And then now it's just fall. So now it's just getting cold and raining and it's starting to get darker. And it's just, and we're just talking about today, my husband and I was saying something to him who was like, all I heard that is that it's only 3.5 months until Christmas. Oh my God.
Well, I would trade all this heat in a heartbeat because I don't know if you tell, I'm redheaded. So
I know, you know what?
We do not get along.
I know. I know how you feel because I don't tolerate the sun well. Someone once in the States actually called me strawberry blonde. It's really hard to see my hair color right now, but it means I can't tolerate the sun. I cannot swim. Do you want to know where I went on exchange?
Hawaii.
Yes, exactly.
Ah. Well, I say, if you're saying States and can't swim, it's got to be the only island we have.
Statewide, stupidest choice ever if based on those factors, right? But yeah, it was amazing though. But
I'm sure that's a gorgeous place. I've never been, but my grandma went years and years ago, and
I can recommend it. It's beautiful. It really
I'm sure. 100%.
I want to show you something, by the way.
What's up?
I can show you Hawaii. I got it tattooed on my arm.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. What made you get that? Just from spending the time there?
Yeah. Because I was like, I have like, I don't know, 5, 6, I have tattoos all over.
Yeah, cool. Can't go wrong there.
No, and all of my tattoos kind of have a meaning and a feeling. So the Hawaii was kind of, I want something to remind me of that. Mm-hmm. So I have that. And then I have sea turtles on my ankle because I went swimming with sea turtles.
Nice.
I almost collusioned with a sea turtle, actually.
Almost
collided. What? Not collusion. Collided. Yes.
Is that the Danish word, collusion?
Yeah, no, not, I don't know. No, not really. It was, I wanted to show you something else because I was kind of thinking, okay, so if we're talking Danish, what do I want to show you, right?
Okay.
And talking about the school system before, I have two things I want to show you.
Sure.
And our school system is divided in a bit of a different way than you guys.
Okay.
We have up until 10th grade, then we go into high school. And high school for us is 3 years.
Okay.
And then we do 3 years of a bachelor, so college / university, we just called university. So that's 3 years. So we kind of split, like you would have a year less of high school and a year more of college or university, right? But when we finish high school, we get a hat.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Everyone, well, we don't get, we buy.
Okay.
Important. We buy a hat. Mm-hmm. And then the very old tradition is that we would go around in horse-drawn carriages, as I remember. No one does that anymore because that would be strange, but we go around in trucks or buses depending on where you are. Where I lived, we're like the town I graduated in, we're like 20,000 people, so we would go around in these old trucks with an open back end, and then we would be sitting like 20 students from our class, and then we go around and visit all the parents. Mm-hmm. And then for each place we visit, the parents will have food and drinks and lots of alcohol prepared.
Gotcha.
So by the end of the night, everybody is madly drunk. I wasn't, but I didn't drink at the time either. But yeah.
I gotcha.
And you're looking it up.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what is that? Survivors of what?
3A. So that's the type of school. I don't think that's... Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that is Danish.
That's a cool-looking truck, though, yeah.
Yeah, so kind of... So we spend time, like, decorating the trucks, and people, yeah, like, then they write these signs, and they'll write honk, and we drink, or stuff like that.
So it's like a graduation parade.
Yeah, you could call it that. It's annoying as hell if you're not in it, because they are really partying hard.
Yeah. I can imagine. People just trying to go to work, and here come these, you know, young kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I can see it.
But it's fine, right? It's just...
I mean, everyone, you know...
Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, I mean, you can get mad at it, but those people who are mad probably did it when they were 18, too.
Exactly. And it's a bit a celebration, right? And then, like, you guys, you write in your yearbooks, right?
Yes.
So we write inside of the hat.
In the hats. Okay.
Which is really stupid, because for one, we write the grade we get. So the very last grade we get, we write in the middle of the hat. And then we write a note in the hat, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, because when we wear it for that many days, we wear it like for the whole summer. Tend to sweat so much that everything is gone. Then there's also rules about if you throw up, you get a chip in here. And if there's like different rules, you can take this off and put it down here and all of these different things. Mm-hmm. And this here comes off, and like you can... There's all of these different rules and ideas about how things are done. That's a Danish tradition.
That's the kind of stuff I love to figure out. I love to learn about different traditions and stuff that goes on.
Oh, and
there's
also that my hat is, I don't know if you can see it. Actually, my hat is two types of blue, because I graduated high school twice. I'll explain why.
It seems
bad. It's not. So I have like a dark blue on the bottom, and that was kind of my 3-year exam. And then you get red, and you get black and light blue and stuff like that. And then, so I did a technical exam. You can kind of choose if you're like, want to have like Latin and stuff like that, or if you want to do more technical math and chemistry and stuff like that. And then there's also the ones that are more business related. So what I did the one that's more math and stuff, and then I did a year to top off and get the business related courses. So that's why I have the other blue, like the lighter blue color. I actually did 4 years instead, but we did celebrate after the 3 years, and then I just did another and got to celebrate again.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
I love those traditions that are definitely outside the norm if you're not from that country.
Yeah.
I think it was, I did an episode with a lady from France yesterday, and they have a medal. Like, the government gives out a medal to certain families if they end up like raising like really good children. I can't remember what they were like how they, you know, say, hey,
really,
your kids
sounds
are good.
French, actually.
Right? And it sounds weird, because I'm like, so like, if let's say you're in a neighborhood, right, and the family next to you, they get that award, but then you don't, you're like, oh, am I a failure? You know, I'm like, that's kind of mean, you know, sometimes. I would imagine.
I'm guessing they're thinking that it's an incentive to raise good kids,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, because they even have bronze, gold, and silver versions of them as well.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Right?
Okay, I actually have...
Yes.
No, sorry. I have these things to show you.
You're fine. Go ahead. So Do your thing. I'm cool with
it. I have two questions before I show you, and it's not related. But do you know that Lego is Danish?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And H.C. Andersen? Hans Christian Andersen.
That name sounds so familiar.
He's a very, very known author. He wrote The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And a lot of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we actually have a Little Mermaid statue, which is kind of a Danish
thing. I saw it.
You probably look that up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that was just a side note that I just thought about.
Okay.
Then I have this.
What is that?
Yeah. It's a hoptimist. Not an optimist, but a hoptimist. With an H.
Okay. I'm obviously, that's a toy. Hoptimist. Whoa.
And this
okay.
is actually with the local football team on it for here where I am, right? But
okay.
they get them without the antler things as well.
Yeah.
In the regular one. That's a Danish kind of design thing.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it. Where does that come from? If you know.
I actually don't remember. I know that it's Danish and it's not it's some famous, I think, designer in Denmark who made them, and then it just became this thing that they're really popular here.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Let's learn ourselves something right now. The story of the Hoptimus. Let me move this out of the way. Little folk-like bouncing figure, Hoptimus was created many years ago, but is a symbol of the Danish spirit today. Story of the Hoptimus. Hoptimus came into the world in 1968. Danish furniture cutter Hans Gustav Ehrenreich,
maybe,
who originally created him. Variety of small objects in his workshop. I'm guessing that's a town.
Yeah.
Okay. So prototypes. He continued the production of Hoptimus as soon. He created the frog tweed, which became popular throughout the country, participated in a wide range of exhibitions and won prizes at home and abroad. So I guess there's a little figurine he made, and
it somehow
just grew to be big.
And it's a really good thing to, like, it's something tourists like to buy when they're
It's like a Danish bobblehead.
Yeah. So you see some of them there with smileys on.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And then also a Danish design thing. And this is actually pretty cool, if you ask me. But that's also because I know the guy who made them.
Okay.
Is a small whale. Okay, let's see if I can do it where you get
I can see it.
So this is Walter the Happy Whale.
Walter the Happy Whale.
Yeah, and mine is numbered. It has number 124.
Okay.
So this is hand-carved, but he makes these. He also does not hand-carved ones. But I love this. He made kids' books of them as well. And it's very, like, Denmark has a really rich design history, right?
Okay.
So I, like, this with wood in all different kinds of things, like furniture and also houses, not so much in wood, but house architecture and stuff like that. And I think he kind of digs into that with this whale, and he wrote some children's books with it. And it's all about this really positive attitude. Mm-hmm. And it fits so good into the whole hygge and Danish people of being happy and stuff. So I really love this.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Thankfully, he has an English version.
Yes, he does.
Of his website. It says Walter the Happy Whale English edition, so that's great for me. That's happiest little whale you ever meet. No matter what happens, Walter will always find a reason to smile.
And he adopted whales, so with the proceeds from the sales he does, he's been adopting whales as well. And I think it's so cool. It wasn't supposed to be kind of me promoting him. Sorry.
Do your thing. If it's Denmark, I don't care. We can talk about it.
I just think that he's an amazing person. That's one thing. But I also love his idea of spreading this happy thought around for kids. And he's teaching kids through the books about happiness and about feelings and emotions and stuff. And I think it's a really, really cool concept. So I'm advocating for it because I hope it becomes something that is more worldwide.
I'm all for it. That's cool. That is cool. If I ever go to Denmark, I'm gonna get my son Walter the Happy Whale and a Hoptimus.
I'm pretty sure you can order it.
Yeah, but I want to go there.
But of course, and you should definitely come visit if you guys go here. Yeah, that's why you're doing this. You're just looking for couches to crash on.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, if somebody wants to offer,
yeah,
how could I say no? You know, can't ever say no.
You know what? We have a huge backyard. Bring a tent.
I can throw up a tent. Hey, babe, we're taking a tent to Denmark.
Remember to come in the summer, though, because
yes,
it's going to be really cold either.
Yeah, I don't do the heat, and I don't do super cold either.
No, spring.
Yeah, jumping from one Danish tradition to another.
Ooh, I'm excited
I want to ask
hear.
You about. Yes. I'm just going to pull up the picture because I'm not even going to I'm going to try and say the word. Okay, so my apologies if I butcher
it. It's fine. Can I guess?
If you want, I'll help you with this. It starts with a P.
Okay, then I'm lost because I was going to say, you were going to say, well, quote me flu.
I don't even know what that starts with. Sorry.
That starts with an R. But that's kind of the thing that everybody who comes here that needs to learn the Danish language, it's the hardest thing ever to say. So
it sounds like it, yes. We'll talk about that one after that. This is... Pebersvind?
Come again?
Pebersvind?
Pebersvind, maybe?
That's probably... What is that? Is that a tradition?
It's something about not being married?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay, so the thing is, actually, it's... Yeah.
Yes.
For some reason, we're doing it both when people turn 25 and 30. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like it says right there. So if you're not married, then by 25, you would get cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And then by 30, you get pepper.
You get pepper, yes.
Yeah. And those pictures are mean. They're really mean. Some groups do that to each other. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, they put out these... Like, one of the things I remember, for my friend group, we haven't done any of those. Like, the worst thing I got was, like, a bag of pepper. So,
okay.
And it wasn't it was closed off and everything. But someone got a hold of a caravan or, like, thing, and they posted, or they parked it by a big road.
Okay.
And then they wrote the guy's number on there, and then they wrote text or call Kenneth or whatever his name was to say congratulations with the 30 years. So that's kind of the joke on it. So they actually wrote his number,
his whole number, for anybody to drive by.
But it's for anybody to call or text and wish him happy birthday, right?
That's
and
cool.
It took a long time for them to stop doing that.
But other than that,
you take like oil barrels and put two on top and kind of make a pepper, like, you know,
the grinder?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
In like large and just like say congratulations 30 years, whatever, and place it outside of something. Then it's kind of a cool joke as well, because then you need to get rid of that afterwards.
Yes.
So yeah, it's kind of this joke for, well, it's kind of like, it's more of a mean prank actually.
Yeah, it kind of is, especially if they go all the way with pouring it and tying them up. Definitely. Yeah.
And someone are doing the whole thing inside in people's apartments, right? So you could have cinnamon or pepper all over your stuff.
No.
So freaking hard to get
off. Yeah, that's some fine powder right there to try and get out of everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
So what about, I was reading a lot, there's a lot of bogs and there's a lot of like bog people.
I have no idea what that means.
Really?
Bog, what is that?
Well, it's like a marsh. And it preserves people really, really well if they end up, you know, passing away in it. But one of the most famous ones over in Denmark is this guy.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And you guys have like a few of them in, you know, various museums and whatnot. And this one just strikes me because one, he's one of the most well-preserved, they say, and he has red hair. So I felt, you know.
You felt some kind of kinship.
Yeah, we could be related. You know, that could be my long lost somebody.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, it's something over there. We spoke a little bit before we got on about the giants, the forgotten giants.
Yeah, you need to tell me because I'm thinking, can you pull that up for me as well?
Yes.
Because I think I know what it is, but I just want to be sure. Because
this is one of the coolest things I came across.
Yeah, right. That's a really new thing though.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's not. It's a couple of years maybe that they started making these six giants.
Yeah.
Around where I'm living actually. And to be honest, I've only seen one of them, which is really bad.
Which one?
Oh, by the way, just Google Christiania for me. Christiania.
Spell that for me.
Yeah, I'm just C-H-R-I-S-T. Yes, that was
Freetown?
Really. Yes, that you need to look at. But okay, so the reason I see right to the right, you have one
that guy
kind of thing.
Yes. Hippie Town.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one of the small giants there, but like the six really big giants, they're made of. As far as I remember, they're made of this reused wood.
Yes.
And so he's just, they are amazing. And again, I really want to go see them. The reason I haven't is, well, one, COVID, but also it's something that I would like to share with my husband, but due to his illness, it's kind of difficult.
It definitely is.
Amazing.
You ever remember, it was an old book back in the day, and I know they made a movie into it, or out of it as well, of Where the Wild Things Are. Okay. Remember that book?
Nope.
No? Well, it was, I don't know if it's about these guys, but I would imagine he had some sort of inspiration when he created these things, because it was kind of, it was a children's book. I don't remember it very, very much, but I do remember it was a children's book. And like this kid was like on an island or in a forest, definitely. And he had these giants that kind of looked like this one here with like little fur and whatnot. And he befriended them. And they were like, they were like his friends, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm kind of seeing that when I'm looking at these guys.
And I'm just in awe because they are really beautiful.
Yeah.
And actually they also I just saw someone who were walking out to one of them today, and she was doing a live video, and I actually think of that one, that's the big picture now where your mouth is. She was like showing that they made holes in them for birds to come in, so the birds can make nests inside
like little bird houses. That's neat.
But they are really like in tune with nature, and if they were supposed to be removed again, I think they might have figured they weren't supposed to. Originally, they weren't supposed to be there for very long, but I think they've decided otherwise because they've become such a huge attraction.
I mean, yeah, like even if you move them, you can't just tear them down. Put them somewhere else at least.
Like you can sit on them and play. Kids can play around on some of them, right?
I mean, yeah, look at that little kid in the hand of that one.
Yeah,
that's just cool, man. Mm-hmm. Holding the sun right there with that picture. That's just so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know my son would love to climb all that kind of stuff. That's for just sure. cool, right? There, right? That's awesome. So, okay, what about, tell me about then, Christina?
Christiania.
Christine? I'm sorry. Okay, I can't do my tongue like that. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So what about this town?
This is like, hippie town.
It looks town. Very, it's yeah.
Like, yeah, this is where, like in the, I think, late 60s, 70s, people kind of, it was an old military thing, but then hippies moved in and kind of took it over and made their own little society. So it's a place that's really known for people buying pot and not hard drugs or anything, but pot and hash and like stuff like that. And it's a really chilled lifestyle, and it's just like, it's, I've never come there very much, but it's really something that a lot of tourists come and see.
Oh yeah, it looks like it's you gotta at least visit.
Exactly, it's a really beautiful place when you go. Like, there's a street called Pusher Street, because that's what it is, basically. And it's kind of been like, the police didn't do a lot about it for a long period of time, but then they started to be pretty hard on it, like in the last 10, 15 years or something. But there's this amazing atmosphere out there, and there's like concerts, like small concerts, and people will go out there and play backgammon and smoke a joint and just relax and have fun. And of course, it depends on if you're down with people doing that or not, but it really is a big, big tourist attraction as well. So
I don't partake, but I don't care if people do. It's not my thing.
I've never tried to smoke a joint, so I can't say, but I'm kind of the same way, that if people want to do it, they should do it. That's up to them.
I don't care. If they want to, cool, whatever.
Exactly. You know? But but it's just thinking, it's a really big tourist attraction, so I think it's worth mentioning.
Oh, yeah, it definitely looks nice, definitely. And here in the States, with so many people, like, if the States ever make it legal, I'm cool with it too. So I'm sure if a lot of people watching this that end up or do actually partake in that sort of activity, if they ever go to Denmark.
But it's not legal.
Now you know where to go.
It's not legal in Denmark. No, it's not.
But they do it in that town anyways.
Yeah. And it's part of Copenhagen. So it's kind of like when you come to Copenhagen, you can go out there and go in, and they will be there, and they'll just sell to whoever wants to be there. And it's kind of like, then there's police sometimes, and they'll raid the place, and then they show up again half an hour later. So it's kind
of, that's kind of how it is here. You know, it's federally illegal, but
yeah, it's kind of different, right?
Yeah.
In the States, it's different depending on where you
are. Oh, yeah. Certain states it's legal, but federally it's still illegal, but people still do it, obviously, you know? So, whatever. Do your thing. Don't.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to me.
Sorry. I was just going to say another thing that's very both Danish and Dutch.
Yes.
Is biking.
I know. Yes, because I did an episode a week or so ago with a lady from Netherlands.
Exactly. And
so, yes, I did talk about the biking, because both of y'all huge into bikes. Me and my wife want to get bikes. So definitely know about that. And Denmark, I think, is probably on par with Netherlands in, like, going forward with renewable energy resources and all this kind of stuff as well. I know Denmark's going heavy that way. Netherlands is going heavy that way. Hopefully the world will eventually go heavy that way.
Yeah.
Gotta get,
I think we had, as far as I remember, we had the first 100% self energized hotel in Denmark. So they were producing all of their own electricity and everything. Yeah.
That's cool. That's definitely cool.
I think maybe Park Hotel or something. I don't remember. I remember seeing a video about it somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's actually that's some years ago. It's not even that new.
Yeah, for y'all, it is. I know for us here, I have a lot of trees around my house. Like, I bought my house because it reminds me of the woods, like being in the mountains, sort of. But with that, I have a drawback to where I can't really get solar panels because I have so much shade. And I kind of wish I could get solar panels.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually me and my wife, we're going to have a bigger house when we have our own kids. So that's the plan. Have a spot for solar panels. I think it'd just be cool.
Yeah.
I want to mention something. See if I can pull it up real quick and see if you're going to get it just by me mentioning a few words. So it's, I guess, like a Danish quiz for you real quick.
This is fun.
Hitting the cat out of the barrel.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. You passed. So what is that from?
Festerlaun.
Festerlaun, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so explain what that is.
Yes, I wanna do the, like, it's actually a really old, really mean tradition because, like, yes, you said, hitting the cat out of the barrel is actually, yes, what they did. They put a living cat in a barrel and they hit it. I have no idea why. I never looked more into it, but that's what it comes from. So the tradition today is that in February, and I don't remember the date, but they take these barrels and they put a lot of candy in them. And then all the kids will dress up for, like, whatever they want to dress up as, a little like Halloween.
Yes.
And then they will hit the barrel until the until it breaks. So you would, the one who hits it and when the candy falls out gets crowned cat king or cat queen, and then
cat
the
king,
one,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, and then the one that does the last, like, thing down is the other one.
Yep, there it is. Queen of cats, king of cats.
Exactly. Oh yeah, that way you could say it as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I showed this to my wife. Yeah, yeah. Me and my wife, like, we like cats. So I showed this to my wife and she's like, oh, they used to do what? I was like, not no more. I mean, we used to do worse things too. So
And then related to this, we have this day where they go out, and it's kind of also a bit like Halloween, but they just go out and they sing this song that you have on the screen here.
Yes.
And then they knock on doors and they ask for money instead of candy.
Okay.
So then they, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
there it is.
Exactly. And we also have, like, Festlaunsbolle, like you see a pastry kind of thing.
This thing?
That's Festlaunsbolle.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, it is.
That looks amazing. I mean, yeah, because you guys are famous for your pastries.
Yeah.
Danish pastry.
But just remember, when you go in the States to buy Danish pastries, it's not the same thing.
That, trust me, when I was looking into it, everyone was saying, like, you don't know a Danish pastry until you actually go to Denmark.
Exactly.
That's a whole different thing, and that makes sense. I mean, you got to go to where it's from to get the real deal.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. We also have, you should look this up, but you can't smell it. But then we have three letters. Hold on.
Okay. That's the open sandwich.
Before you do that, then the last thing down in the picture here is Festlaunsgris, which is kind of like, we use that, then we decorate them, and then we we hit our parents in the morning.
Really?
With it?
Yes! Oh, hold on. Let me. Another, so say that one more time.
Yeah, so it says here, like, which children ritually flog their parents.
Yes!
To wake them up in the morning.
Yes, that is awesome!
Yeah.
Oh, can we adopt that over here in the States?
Cool. You know what? It's kind of fun because in Denmark, we then also kind of adopted Halloween because we've never had Halloween. It's not something that we celebrate in any way at all.
Yeah.
It's just, so now people will both dress up in February and then again in October. But Halloween is more like, Festlaun is kind of a children's thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's more for the adults in Denmark, Halloween.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So what was the open sandwich?
It may be.
If I remember right, it starts with an S, right?
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Smørbrød.
Yeah, what
it's also very Danish. So it's
so
actually,
where does that come from? Yeah.
I have no idea. But it's usually rye bread, and then you just get a shitload of stuff on top of it. You just get, like, whatever, eggs or just anything that you can see on the pictures. It's
open faced sandwich usually can be a piece of buttered rye bread topped with commercial homemade cold cuts, pieces of meat or fish, cheese or spreads, and garnishes.
Yeah,
it's like a whole bunch of vegetables.
No,
So there's no
it's
top. There's no that's just
no,
it.
no,
Like
yeah.
oh. Cool.
And usually you can't see the bread.
Yeah, I mean they do look covered. They
Yeah.
do definitely look like they are covered. Yeah, there's a lot of topping. I mean, look, that's like a boat almost.
Yeah. So grown men would maybe eat two or three, right? And then you're done.
One of the things I looked up, we're gonna stay with food for a little bit,
Yeah, sure.
is bonbons.
Yeah.
Does you guys have a bonbon land as well? See?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
And that
actually, I
place
just,
is weird.
yeah, I just read today that they have such a huge deficit that you
Really?
might not have it for long. It's just an amusement park.
Yeah. But it's a weird amusement park.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They have these, they have this type of candy, which then, so for every type of candy they have, like dog farts, that one, the big
Yes.
one. So
Yep.
they have these strange names, right? And they have, then they have like, that's
It
called
was
something source, like what's that called? Do you have the English? No. But it's
a
like all these different kind of strange names for it's some one of them's called duck food,
Yeah, I
for
think it's
example,
like
and
quacking duck or
yeah, something like that.
there
So
was like you said really weird names, barfing
exactly.
dog or barfing something.
Exactly.
So
So and so they
really
made all the amusements or all the rides compared to the candy.
I mean, it looks there it is, barfing. It was like a barfing rat or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, farting dog, and that's just really strange. Really, really strange.
We do have a lot of amusement parks. We have the world's oldest amusement park.
Yeah, starts with a T, right?
Tivoli?
Yes.
I don't remember if it's Tivoli or Bakken, actually. We have two that's really old, but
If I remember right,
try to
the
Google the world's oldest
yeah, I do
amusement
remember
park.
seeing it, Worlds.
Because actually, Copenhagen is our capital, right? And smack in the middle of Copenhagen, you have the main train station, and then on the other side of the road,
Whoa.
you have Tivoli, which is like the biggest amusement park. Well, maybe not the biggest, but it's like you cannot get more central in Copenhagen than that.
And I was reading that Walt Disney toured it and it inspired him to create Disney World or whichever one he did first over in the States here. So yeah, that's cool. But I got it here and see, boom, this thing.
I'm just
What I came up
waiting.
with. Old world's oldest.
Yeah, exactly. So that's north of Copenhagen.
What
It's
is
called
that?
Dyrehavsbakken. It's because there's,
Dyrehavsbakken.
yeah, it's
Okay.
because there's like a wood or wood, a
Yeah.
forest like kind of thing next to it where there's free deer and stuff like that. You can see it on, there's a picture there, the
Yeah,
ones with
world's
the
oldest
snow.
amusement.
It looks a bit like you can see a bit more of it. And it's just like old rides and like kind of like a idea I have of more of a carnival kind of thing in the States. And this down here, the ones with all the lights, that's Tivoli. That's the one in the central
Oh,
park. Yeah.
yep. Clicked the wrong one.
Yeah.
But so yeah, how old is this one then? Let's see.
Oh. You ask so many good
Whoa.
questions. 1583.
1583. That's crazy.
Maybe that's why we're so happy.
Right? You've had an amusement park for hundreds of years. Why wouldn't you
Yes,
be?
exactly.
That is insane. That's what? That is cool. That
Yeah.
like I was figuring like early or late, 1800s, but no. 1583, 437 years ago. That is insane, man. You have
Yeah.
water rides, six roller coasters. That is crazy. I'm sure that I wonder what it looked like back in the day, you know?
But you can see pictures out here, right? Well, from 1825 out on the right. There's like...
Let's see what it pulls up. It's like a tent.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well,
it's not pictures.
Man.
It's more paintings, right? But...
I mean, yeah, it didn't have pictures like 500, 400 years ago. That's cool.
We had
though.
Amusement park before had amusement there were pictures.
Park. Yes. People still had to have fun somehow back in the
day. Exactly.
That is cool, man. That is so cool. 437 years ago. That's crazy. Mm. That is crazy. So what are some other things that, let me go here. We're going to go opposite. We're going to switch up a little bit. So Denmark's supposedly one of the happiest countries in the world. What are some of the things that you don't particularly like about Denmark that you wish would change? If that's an okay question.
That's totally fine. Wow. The weather?
That's a fair question because I'd agree for where I stay too. Yes, it's too damn hot sometimes.
I don't know. Like, what would I change?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is... this is gonna sound really ungrateful.
Okay.
And it's just because you're asking me like this, right?
All right.
But sometimes we have it too good. Mm-hmm. Like
I get that.
Like, okay, for example, we have 5 weeks of paid vacation a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then often most people actually have 5 days additional to that. We mm-hmm. have a year's worth of maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, the system in Denmark is so good
mm-hmm.
that we don't get pushed. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because, like, for example, if you're unemployed, you would get unemployment benefits for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never end up in a situation in Denmark where you couldn't get any money anywhere.
Mm.
For example, what I'm experiencing from the States right now, for example,
yes.
Well, a lot of people now in Denmark are also getting let go because of everything. And, mm-hmm. but it's only hitting now because it's not only hitting now, but it's starting to really hit now because we had a lot of help from the government. Mm-hmm. But what I experienced from the forests and stuff I'm in at that, in the States, you can get fired and there's just no income. There's no system necessarily to kind of catch you.
Yes.
And in Denmark, that's more or less impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose to pull yourself totally out of the system if you don't want to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's actually, for some people at least, that's a negative because mm-hmm. some people need to be pushed mm-hmm. to excellence, to do excellent things, right?
Yeah.
So because we know that, well, it of course you don't want to live on the very lowest income mm-hmm. that you can get, but if you're kind of fine with that, then you're having some calls from the government and stuff saying, you should find a job, but you can live. There's not this, I need to do something because otherwise I'll starve to death. Or
losing everything, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I have to go out and steal or whatever it is. Mm. You don't really have that.
Yeah.
So it's a really hard question to actually answer because the answer is going to seem spoiled no matter how, more or less.
But I will say, because I know exactly what you're talking about, I will say... I basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, it seems like you're trying to say as nice as you can that because there's no hardships, essentially, the people are more or less soft. They're not resilient and or tough, and not like in the literal terms, right? But if you don't have to face hardship, you won't get that drive. You have no reason to have that drive, that push, that motivation, exactly. You know, because you can kind of just live.
Exactly. and it kind of goes hand in hand with, we have something called Yendulo. Did you by any chance look that up? Okay.
Doesn't sound familiar.
No, it's kind of like this thing saying that, don't think that you're better than others. Mm-hmm. Don't think that you're, like, it's called Jantelov in Danish.
Okay.
And it's kind of this thing saying, like, in the States, you are always getting, like, being like, yeah, I'm number one. I can do this. I'm better than other people. There's a lot more competition. Where in Denmark, if you come with that attitude, it's changing a little bit. But mostly what you will get is, you shouldn't think you are somebody. What the hell gives you the right to think that you are someone? And I think that's not necessarily a good thing. It ties very well into the whole socialistic thing about we help each other and the high tax and everything. But from the individual person, it might not be as good.
Yeah,
it's hard, like, because then again, like you said, we are one of the happiest places in the world. So
yeah, that is
it's a strange combination, right?
That is, because if anybody knows anybody about America and Americans, very prideful people, very, especially depending on who you ask, a lot of them have huge egos. Like me, I have a pretty decent ego. If you ask my wife, I'm a pretty cocky individual.
It's the hair.
She just laughed. So yeah, that is, like, I see some of the aspects of the life over there that I'm like, cool, if we can adopt that, that's fine. I would be okay with that if that happened. But I also like being proud of who I am and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if that's taken away, I wouldn't like that, you know.
But it depends on how you're raised, right?
True. Very true.
But there's, like, with this thing, there's like there's the Christian, the 10, what's it called? The
commandments.
Commandments, yes. They kind of made that for this as well. And more maybe in fun, but you can.
Is that this right here?
Yeah. So.
Let's see. You are not to think you're, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's like 100% anti-America right there.
Exactly. That it is, really is.
You are not to think you are anything special. You are not to think you are as good as us. You are not to think you are smarter than us. You are not to convince yourself that you are better than us, to think that you are more than us, to think that you are more important, that you are good at anything, to laugh at us, to think anyone cares. Oh, gosh.
And it's not as bad anymore as it's been earlier, but it's something that's really still pretty rooted in... like the mindset that it's better now with YouTubers and people, like, it's being more accepted to not like that
to be yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's kind of a you need to blend in kind of thing, right? But
that is
one of the strange.
Very, like, just reading that first sentence, kind of like, whoa, that is the funny thing about it, though, is I'm guessing the us here is Denmark as a country, correct?
I think it's just like, the in general, the people around you kind of thing,
So it seemed like very pride of your country, having a lot of, because I was reading, there's a flag law for Denmark that, like, basically other country flags aren't necessarily allowed, or if they, like, if you were to hang one, you have to hang Denmark up first and Denmark has to come down last. And it's not, I'm probably wrong, but something to do with that.
I have no idea.
Something that, I know there's something about the Denmark flag and other flags.
It's the oldest flag in the world.
Really? Oh, if you ask. That was another thing. I one of the first things I looked into or found out that, you guys, like Britain has their monarchy with Queen Elizabeth. You guys have a queen as well currently.
Yeah.
And it is the oldest constitutional monarchy in the world. Not the oldest monarchy, but the oldest constitutional monarchy in the world. Yeah.
Okay. we like old shit, apparently. We like to have the oldest of everything.
Well, that is one. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like it as well. Man, because as America, as a country, we're not old. You know, we're babies. We're a few hundred years, you know what I'm saying? Your amusement park's older than we are. You know what I'm saying? So
that's actually kind of funny.
Right? That's hilarious. Yeah. You have an amusement park older than my, you know, my government. So I'm having to look at all these other countries everywhere else to find all this old cool stuff like ruins and you know, you guys have a huge Viking history. I think Ragnar Lothbrok, I don't know if you know him. There's a Viking show that's very popular here in the States.
Yeah, it is here as well.
It's not
my kind of thing.
But
my husband is all into it.
Yes, your husband's cool. I like your husband. Awesome. So yeah, that's an awesome show. And I looked at, they think either Ragnar was from Denmark or Sweden, but he was a Danish king. So I did see that.
And that's the thing, right? That Denmark owned a lot of Sweden and Norway at some points in time. And it's kind of like, I actually think that Vikings, and I'm going to be slaughtered for saying this, and especially since I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's actually Norwegian, like most that they come, but then since Denmark owned it.
I would agree that I would say majority, yes.
We're just going to say it's Nordic.
I'm fine with that. I mean, what do I know? I'm an American. I don't know anything. I read whatever.
Of course you do. just maybe not about that, but.
Yes.
If you've seen Vikings, you probably know more about Vikings than I do.
We do
learn about it in school. But
really?
I have to say it's. And not about the show, but about Vikings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
I have to say, it's maybe 25 years since I learned about it. Mm-hmm. So don't quite remember.
That's still cool, though. I didn't learn a thing about Vikings in school. That's awesome.
But then you learned a whole lot of other things that I didn't learn about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was one of the things me and my wife were talking about at one point. I did an interview with a guy from India. Mm-hmm. And... me and him were Umvesh, shout out to Umvesh. We were talking about like the ancient ruins and the Hindu ruins and temples and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, looking at all this architecture, and I'm like, this is awesome. And I'm like, me and my wife talking, I didn't learn anything really about India back in the day in school. Like I learned about obviously the British history because that's, you know, where we came from. And, you know, the churches and castles and all the stuff over there. But, like, where was this India stuff? Because I don't remember a single thing of that was taught to me. And to me,
this didn't learn about that either.
Yeah, like, this stuff looks way cooler than anything over there in Europe, in my opinion. Way super intricate, super intricate. One thing is I want to bring up before we go, because I think it's really, really cool. And it kind of has a theme of some of my previous episodes I've done. Mm-hmm. Bluetooth, which we all use. See, so you know I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Bluetooth, which everyone in the world has used at least once in their life, I'm sure at this point, is named and comes from a Danish king from way back in the day.
Yeah.
Harald Bluetooth Gormson. Something. I'm sorry.
Gormson.
Okay. And I remember reading that years and years ago, but in looking into this, it popped in my head again. I pulled it up. And the funny thing about it, though, is like I say, there's this running theme that's been going on, it seems, with some of the people I speak to, that I had an interview with a guy from Barbados. And someone from Barbados is actually credited with the invention of the world's first search engine, right? Oh. So internet, it's how we're talking right now, was invented by a guy from Barbados. Australia, I've spoken now with two people from Australia, and in Cambria, Australia, the scientific little program they have, CSIRO, if I remember correctly, is credited with the invention of Wi-Fi, which is how I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
And there was another country, I don't remember off the top of my head right now, and I'm going to remember it as soon as we cut. And I'm like, oh, of course. Right? That's how it works. So, yeah. But then here you are over there in Denmark, Bluetooth, which I'm using right now to connect my laptop to my phone, you know.
You guys should really get in the fight and like invent something. What are you doing?
Love that.
What are you wasting your time?
I love that. You should know by now, if you know anything about America, we take everybody else's stuff, tweak it, and make it our own and be like, we did this. No, you didn't. Shut up. You just stole that from somebody else.
I want to say that windmills are Danish. I'm not quite sure if windmills are actually Danish, but
yeah.
Vestas, like the huge windmill company, is Danish.
That's cool. But here it is. Harald Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Son of the first king of Denmark, if I remember right. He ruled from, he's the oldest of Jelling stones. Yeah, because he had those stones too over there. But that is just cool. That is just cool. I love that. I have this running theme of electronics invented by people I talk to.
I actually don't know if, was it invented by Danes? I think it was, but I'm not quite sure because I know that the king was Danish, but did they just steal the name for the technology, or were it a Danish invention?
Let's see. I got that pulled up here. I did read, though, that the reason they chose the name was because Harald unified the islands back in the day, the regions. So, and his nickname was Bluetooth because it seemed like he had like a bad tooth, like a cavity.
Yeah, it was
like bluish black. So let's see who has the development of short tube, blah, blah, blah. Niels, Sweden.
Sweden.
So
we didn't get it.
Huh. You didn't get it, but they named it after you.
Yeah, they named it after you. I'm guessing that he might also have been the king of Sweden.
Let's see where Niels is from. Is Niels from Denmark? Niels might be from Denmark, and that's why.
Yeah, he could be.
He was just working over there. And it's going to be a long time to try and find that.
Oh, never
but
mind.
It's still cool. It's named after you. Nobody knows who Niels is. Niles, Niels. No one knows who that is, but they know Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Now they know it's Harald Bluetooth from Denmark.
King of Denmark.
King of Denmark.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. Well, Deanna, I want to thank you very much. I had a great time. I hope you did too. Thank you. Floor is yours. You can plug anything you got, your book. If you still do your podcast, I know you said you did. I don't know if you're going to continue. Whatever else you got going on, floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. Two things I would love to promote a little bit is that I help people go from dream to plan when they want to write a book. So if they have an idea of a book, I help them. Cool. And I have a free challenge that starts on the 28th of September. So hoping this comes out before.
I can make it happen.
Yeah. And I can make it happen. It's just Facebook.com/start-your-next-book.
Okay.
And I can give you the link, of course, as well.
Yes.
And
yes, then I'll have podcast. All that down.
Yeah, the podcast. I really want to promote that as well. And thank you for letting me do that because I just released my new podcast on Thursday.
Cool. There you go.
So it's brand new. It's called Fun with Fundraising.
Okay.
And it's all about fundraising, like tips and tricks for fundraising and for making it fun. Like it's divided into two parts. So one part is me interviewing people who have fundraised, big or small, and professionals and not professionals, volunteers. And then the other part of it is me taking you behind the scenes of reaching my 2021 goal of fundraising $100,000 for the MS Foundation.
That's cool. That is cool.
Yeah. So if anyone has a fundraising story that they would like to share, I am so open to interviewing people.
All right. Well, I'll put this out. I will try my best to get it out. I'll get it out before the 28th, you said, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be sure to get it out before the 28th, and I will let you know. And yeah, I'll get all the links from you, put them down in the description. So guys, if you're listening, if you got a fundraising question, if you want to fundraise, but you're not sure how, hit up Deanna. She'll help you through it, tell her your story, and everything will get going, hopefully smoothly for everybody.
For sure. Well,
Deanna, thank you once again, and I hope you have yourself a good rest of your night.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be a guest.
No problem. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.